who is our new Ward 1 representative. And Gerald, I don't know if you want a short introduction of yourself to the airport committee?
I've been living down for 40 years. I started flying again after a little time off. Interested in aviation, that's about it.
And then we'll also be having Sarah Watson Curry, who's going to be our new city council representative, and she's also from Ward 1, so she should be coming out shortly.
Cool. All righty. Next up is the approval of the minutes for July 10th. Any corrections to that? The minutes? Not, I'll take a motion.
Move we accept.
Walt moves to accept. Second?
A second.
Favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? That is approved. Citizens to be heard. Boy.
I would like to make a comment to tie in with the runway and lighting project. I believe that however this works out with the ramp and how the repaving needs to be done, whatever needs to be done with that, I believe that it all needs to be done at exactly the same time. Whatever we can do as a board, whatever the city's got to do to make sure it happens at once so that the airport as a whole is affected for the minimal amount of time. We already know they're going to be down for a month to get the runway done. Let's get the ramp done at the same time.
And that's our exact proposal to the contractor, is coordinating that. It has to be that way. I mean, that's just.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have two different contractors, right, at that time?
Correct.
For the pavement?
The new and the old. Mm-hmm. The repair and the new.
Oh, the repair and the new is two different guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay.
But not knowing what the repair is going to be, that's where the iffies come in.
Yeah, if the FAA's got to be prodded along to make your decision or whatnot. Running out of time.
I like prodding FAA. That's what I'm saying.
We contact them about once a week.
I'm sure. Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
When is that supposed to happen?
The runway project will happen in 2020, and then we're working on the apron repairs.
How did that was done, but it was done faulty?
There are some issues, yes, that we're trying to work through with the FAA and the contractor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, actually, about the time of the air show, I was out there walking around, and I saw a spot, and I reached over and flicked with my finger, and before I knew it, I kept flicking, and I was down about that deep.
With your fingernail?
With my fingernail, yeah. Jeez. So
those have been taken care of to a point. They cored those out and filled them, but there's a few of the areas that probably could be cleaned up a little bit. You know, could be ground or whatever. But again, maybe Michael will get it all cleaned off with the blades on the truck. We don't know.
I'm not a friend of coring either. I've seen too many.
Is that taken into consideration next time we look for a contractor?
Those holes for the tie downs are pretty treacherous. I ran my tire through those.
Yeah, we need to do something with those.
Yeah.
Did they fill them in yet?
No.
Mm-hmm. And I even knew they were there.
Would you run through it?
The Lancer Air.
You run a 5-inch tire through one of those, your
a
nose
6-inch hole, huh?
Yep. Run a nose gear through that, and yep. Somebody's paying for a prop.
Michael, be busy.
No, they, Haugen agreed to come in and put in, extra concrete around them to make the hole smaller.
Yeah,
they were going to do that like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, that's 6-inch pipe they were going to put in and then put concrete around that, I believe. Isn't that what was going to happen?
Yep.
The pipes are still laying behind my hangar, and there's no concrete.
I saw some that were so deep you need decompression if you have to come up from the bottom.
Yeah. Well, and now that winter's coming up, I mean, they're going to be effectively useless as soon as it snows out. And all it takes is one melt and freeze, and then they're filled with ice, so they're about pointless anymore anyways.
Yeah.
little late to report concrete.
That's unacceptable. I was under the impression that it was all set up to go for.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
It was all foregone conclusion. It was taken care of. So
yeah, 3 weeks ago would have been fine with temperature, but now we're kind of screwed.
Yep.
At this point in time, should it just get filled up with dirt or?
It should be now. Yeah.
Just fill it up and be done with it.
Yeah.
Maybe fill it up with concrete and just get two, but you'd have to tear it out and replace it again in the spring. Okay. I'll call Bryce right away after this meeting. So
any further citizen comments? That's what he said. All right, next up is project updates.
So, not sure there's much left to say about the pavement on the apron. Again, we're continuing to work with the FAA to come up with a proposed solution to fix it that's acceptable to them and that they will pay for. That continues and is ongoing. If we can come to a conclusion with both the FAA and the contractor, our goal is to do it at the same time as the runway project. The runway project pavement and lighting has been funded and is now under grant. So that is about a $1.6 million project that will happen in from June 1st to July 3rd, 2020 is the proposed project timeline for that one. And then the taxiway pavement project is designed, and we'll look to potentially bid that this year with potential construction in fall 2020. And then it might be the same as previous years where we go to the spring of 2021. So we'll kind of see how that works out. And here's Sarah. Come on in. Have a seat.
I don't know any of these people. It's Lee Dante.
Huh?
Is anybody from Lee Dante here?
Okay. Right here.
Yeah.
That's me. And Matt's over here.
Go ahead.
That's we say.
We could probably do introductions since you won't know anybody either.
Thank you. So this is Sarah Watson Curry. She's the council representative for Ward 1.
It's true.
And now that we have everyone here, maybe we can go around the table quick. If we just, sure. It's okay to take a time out.
Yep.
All right.
I'm Bill Forbes.
I'm Ryan Larson.
Walt Palmers.
Wayne Lawhead.
Gary Allen.
I'm Jeff Klein with Mead & Hunt.
Mike Koenig.
Ryan Paulson, Moorhead Aviation Services.
Marvin Fletcher, same.
Matt Blankenship with Mead & Hunt.
Christy Leshevsky. Kim Sitrowski.
Now you gotta go right.
Yeah. What's his name?
It'll be a test after.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just doing a quick project update. Taxiway again has been designed. We'll look at bidding that. And this is on the CIP, which we'll talk about next as well, but I just want to take this opportunity to really thank Houston County, because a few years ago we borrowed $300,000 from them that we were supposed to pay back the next 2 years, and they have delayed the second payment now for I think 4 years so that we can do these projects, because having to pay that back could potentially impact the discretionary funding we're getting from the FAA. So if anyone happens to know anyone from Houston County, please express your thanks, because they have been wonderful to work with. And you'll see that on the CIP later, but I just wanted to make everyone aware of that. And then just kind of lastly for the project updates, myself, Mike, and Paul Fiechner, who is the City of Moorhead Facilities and Fleet Manager, we were out at the airport a couple of weeks ago and did sort of a building inventory for maintenance. And so we'll be looking at trying to come up with sort of a maintenance plan for the next couple of years into the future for some of the airport buildings, which are getting to that point where we really need to start thinking about some maintenance that needs to be done. So,
city-owned buildings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would add a comment to that. I would take a look at the electrical bolt over here, because I know there's like a lot of insulation hanging off the walls and everything. So We had noticed that when we were doing the work for the runway lighting. So, could use a little TLC.
Could use a new door. Entrance door, only door. Yeah, it's latch, handle, doorknob, whatever.
Does that mean that this is, these facilities have never been included in the...
They're not in the overall facilities maintenance. The only thing that they looked at was right where we're sitting.
Okay.
So they didn't look at all of the hangars or the electric vault or the equipment building or anything else.
Okay.
So it was limited, and so we're working with Paul now to do the whole airport.
Okay, awesome.
So no action items on this one, but if anyone has any questions.
Any other questions on that? Okay, so next up is the capital improvement plan.
So I will direct your attention primarily to page 4. For those of you that were here last year, this shouldn't look new to you. Last year we spent a bit of time looking at potential projects into the future and kind of laying them out in our capital improvement plan. This capital improvement plan, or CIP, is due to MnDOT every year. This is how MnDOT and the FAA does their sort of long-term budgeting. The airport itself gets $150,000 of entitlement funds every year. We can build it up for up to 4 years. Once you hit year 5, if you haven't spent that money, you'll lose the funding you got from year 1. So you can build up a total of $600,000. So you can see the way that these are sort of spread out. You know, it's kind of to build up that funding for all of these projects. This also helps from the city council perspective because there's always going to be a local match for these grant funds. Sometimes it's 5%, 10%, can be up to 30%. So this helps us look long-term as well and get that in the city CIP fund. So you can kind of see that the colors in the table coordinate with the map. And this is the map that we sort of went off of last year when we were doing the CIP. And I'll just kind of finalize my comments by noting that the CIP can be adjusted every year, but it's recommended that we don't just change everything around every year. We kind of want to come up with a plan that's long-term, but it is adjustable if we need to adjust it. So just quickly kind of going through it, 2020 is the funded runway pavement, construction services, and lighting. 2021 is that payment that we have to pay back to Houston County, and then potentially the taxiway.
That's the new updated time, right?
Yes, yeah. And then a couple years, you know, to build up that next pot of funding. Last year, the committee was wanting to do some pavement and potential addition to the parking lot. So you'll see that in 2023. And then you'll also see in red text in 2023, MnDOT recently updated their zoning requirements for airports. And so we've been told that we need to work on that to update it to comply with our most recent airport layout plan, which includes the crosswind one runway, the runway extension, and all of that, which we haven't done yet. So we're looking into that because there could potentially be some easements that are required for that that might have a cost associated with them. So we're looking into that with our city attorney right now. And so that cost is a little unknown at this point, but we just put it in there as a placeholder because MnDOT is going to want to see that updated at some point. Next on the list, 2026-ish, is the taxi lane and vehicle access road, which you'll see in the dark blue on the map. And then a potential T-hanger expansion, repair to the entrance road, and potential relocation to the fuel system. And we're getting quite a bit out there, but we put pavement maintenance in there at $150,000 as just a placeholder. We just want to make sure that we're thinking about that long term. So if we do need pavement maintenance at that time, any sort of crack seal or anything like that, we'd have a little bit of money in the budget to be able to do that. And then the vehicle access and taxi lane, which you'll see in the light blue. The commercial hangar taxi lane extension, which you'll see in the pink. And then again, that pavement maintenance. And then at some point, an airport master plan. But we just recently did the hangar extension or hangar expansion area addition to our ALP. So as of right now, we don't have a lot of pending projects for the ALP. So that's just sort of put out there as a placeholder. Assuming things are a lot different in 2043. So does anyone have any comments, thoughts?
You said the tentative fuel system relocation. Is that still tentative?
Everything on here is tentative. I mean, it can be moved around. If for some reason something wants to change, or let's say a couple of years from now the priority shifts and we want more hangars, you know, we can switch that around. But right now it's shown in 2032.
And I would also add, if there's something that's not shown on here and that you see there's a problem with out on the airport, you know, let us know. You know, for example, if there's you're having problems with the Pappies for something, for some reason, that can be added into this. You know, if you know, you get a lot of input from pilots, you want to see lighting on the parallel taxiway because right now there's only reflectors, those can be added in here. It's just we got to plan for it ahead of time. So like Christy said, it's, you know, a working document, and it can change. The FAA just wants to see kind of the airport zeroed in on that 3 to 5 year window, because they got to start lining up their funding for the state as a whole. So,
is there a, you brought up reflectors, is there a maintenance program for that? Like cleaning?
Not that I'm aware of. Just replace them, I think.
Because from past experience,
we'll be adding new reflectors with the taxiway project that will be bid.
Well, past experience, I've seen airports where they don't clean them, and then they
lose the reflector.
They don't reflect so good.
Right.
Which yeah. is patent?
No, the reflectors. The taxiway reflectors.
I'll also note as well that one of the things that we talked about this go-around that we might be adding in the CIP next year is a lot of these projects, because they're federal, require environmental reports that have a cost to them. So we were thinking about going through a little bit more next year to add those costs in, because they are real costs that we'll see. So taking a closer look at that. And then we'll also be, it's not in the CIP and I don't think it'll need to be, but we have a disadvantaged business enterprise program that we're required to have because we receive the federal and state funding. That expires this year, so we're gonna be working on that next year, and you'll see that at the airport committee level as well.
I had a question on the EPA stuff. How is there a lifespan for those? Are they required to be redone for every project, or
basically every grant needs a environmental action, and that can range from what's called it's a simple written record, which basically boils down to an email to the FAA saying this project should be clear, can ramp up to what's called a categorical exclusion, or documented categorical exclusion, where you go through and do wetland delineations, archaeological surveys, a whole bunch of different things. There's a I don't know, probably a 10-page checklist that the FAA has, and you go through that, submit it to the FAA, and it's approved. Or it can ramp up to an environmental assessment. So
the reason,
a wetland delineation, I believe, is good for, it's either 3 years or 5 years.
Right. Okay. So, what I was asking was, is if, you know, and I don't know what the costs of these things are, but if they have a lifespan of X number of years or whatever, a little juggling to catch a project that you wouldn't have to redo that or something like that.
Right.
It'd be worth checking into.
Yeah, depending on what you're doing, it'll have an area of potential effect that is associated with that project. So if it's a runway extension, it would be off the end of the runway. That would be in that area.
Okay.
So anything else you do anywhere else on the airport.
So it's not an airport-wide type of thing?
No.
Okay.
And most of the stuff, I think the max is, 3 years for an EA? For a significant environmental study would be good for 3 years. So if you do it, you could do one for the whole airport. But then it'd only be good for the projects to do for
3 years.
And you'd have to go back and update it.
And they cost a fortune. So
I mean, it's all, that's all the more reason to get
potential,
you know,
for
your,
saving money there anywhere. Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought I'd give it a try. Yeah.
And our most recent projects have primarily been the categorical exclusion documents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we had to do a categorical exclusion for the runway and taxiway and go through the wetland delineation and the cultural resource stuff. So it's just the requirements of dealing with federal money. So. Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what direction are they going on the ramp? I mean, have they made a decision on repairing it or what?
The FAA? We don't have a final determination yet.
They haven't given you any hints yet?
Yeah, are they going to put a Band-Aid on it?
We were hoping to get the FAA to put their size 12 boot into the mix so they could kick this guy into fixing it.
So basically where it stands is myself and another gentleman from our office met with Tracy Schmidt, who's a program manager for Moorhead here. We met with them at their office in Minneapolis, I don't know, around the college, probably a month or so ago now, and we came up with a proposed solution to fix the problems out there, contingent upon the FAA buying into it and giving the money to the city to pay for the projects. And Tracy needs to meet with the FAA compliance officer, who I believe is in Chicago, and make sure that they're okay with this proposed fix. And we have yet to hear back from them. So.
And we don't know if they will be.
So what is the proposed fix?
It's a combination of items. I don't want
is
this.
Is it the same contractor going to do the runway?
No.
Just because there's attorneys involved at this point, I would suggest that maybe we talk about it after the meeting. I don't know. Does the contractor know what the proposed fix is?
Not yet, because we need to find out from the FAA if they're even accepting of it.
So. Right. And they might not be.
Right.
See, the problem is that, say, 20 years down the road when they and the FAA's getting ready to hand out money again, they go, what the hell did you guys do? We never approved that. And then you end up with a bunch more expense. So if we get the FAA to sign off on it, then they basically hold us harmless for future projects.
Whatever, you're absolutely correct. Whatever our next step is going to be has to be approved by the FAA.
And the runway is going to be resurfaced.
It's going to be a 3-inch bituminous overlay.
That's what DL did about 5 years ago, right?
That I don't know if they
had
overlay
on that.
Yeah, they did.
And they said there were some issues with it when they took it off that it was pretty bad underneath.
Yeah. They probably did some milling on it. You know, what this is going to be out here is just a straight overlay. So.
Yeah, DL was milled off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said. Then, milled off.
We milled off 2 inches here, we'll be in the dirt.
So that's exactly why we're just doing an overlay.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Do we get a different weight rating out of it?
Yeah, I don't think it's enough to make. Yeah, I mean, it's not going
to
change it that much.
Just so. Curious.
Yeah.
Just be nice not have to spray weeds every week.
It's
expensive weed control.
Yeah.
Nothing looks worse than an airport you fly into and you got weeds growing up through all the cracks.
Yeah, you could hardly keep up with them this year.
And the guy gets out to gas up and there's like green stains on his brown.
Yeah. And it's not going to be a perfect fix because after all, I mean, it's an overlay. So it's not like we're tearing the runway down to the...
Right.
Well, you'll look for, I don't know whether, is there any bad spots? I mean, as far as...
We'll identify areas that need to be, beefed up a little to provide sound, base.
How many borings would be required on that?
Borings for...
Would you do borings prior to that project? Soil lines on the runway or cores?
We did pavement cores, so...
How many?
There's probably two dozen,
So like 24 on this runway, and that's kind of going back to your question, what NDL, you can do 24 soil borings, but once you actually mill it off, you might have a spot that didn't get hit with the soil boring. That is a bad spot that needs further fix, and I'm guessing that would be part of what you would do once, you know, if you get a boring that's got a bad, a gross hole or something in it, then...
Well, as thin as that pavement is, if there's any bad subbase stuff, it'll show up.
Right.
Just walking on it, looking.
Right.
Then so you can bore that.
When we had done the borings there, I can't remember exactly, but they're around 4 inches thick. So say you mill off 2 inches, well then you got 2 inches left that you're driving heavy construction equipment on, just, you know, destroying it.
You have to wait for a cold day with
right.
Water to see.
Yeah. So we want to leave what's there in place and then add to it.
They should have got a pretty good idea when they cut out for those cracks.
Yeah, Steve did that.
Yeah.
I seem to remember there some drainage stuff involved in that runway too.
What we have to do there is there's a off the sides of the runway there's an area called a runway safety area, and it's got to be within certain grade tolerances.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the safety area doesn't meet those grade tolerances the way it is now. So this project will basically do grading and shaping to get it to the proper cross-section so you are in compliance. And actually, at the end of the project, one of the grant conditions will be, you know, a certification that, you know, the runway does meet FAA specifications, so we'll need to get some cross-sections and have the city write a letter basically saying that, yep, it does meet the safety area requirements.
I assume the overlay will help, the extra height on the overlay will help with that project.
It will, yeah.
There's no pipes or stuff involved in that?
No pipes. So
drainage tile or nothing like that?
That was proposed, and I mean, it's expensive to do, and the city made the decision to hold off on it for now. So. You will get all new lighting, though, which will be nice.
Any other questions or comments on that, or a lot of information?
And we'll make sure, too, once the FAA makes their determination, to let the committee know what the proposed next step is.
The overlay shouldn't take that long, though, should it?
The overlay won't take very long. It's more of the grading of the sides of the runway to meet the safety area grades. I mean, that takes a fair amount of time.
So lighting.
And the lighting, yeah.
That's going to be all direct burial. Well, you aren't putting conduit in for anything, right?
I thought it was conduit, but I can't say for sure off the top of my head. So.
So the runway has to be shut down for the work on the site?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why we're trying, you know, these guys are going to be impacted. Well, you know, all the tenants are going to be impacted, but we want to coordinate the fixes with the apron with the runway, since we don't want to have two shutdowns.
Will there be a more stringent compliance? Let's say that after they do the runway and the grading, it doesn't meet FAA specs. Could that be drug out for another year?
Yeah, the FAA specifications are more stringent than the index.
And the consequences will be such they will fix it quicker.
It'll get done right the first time.
Yes.
No problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of consequences, is the penalty still in effect going by the day, or did that get dropped?
No, we can't hold them to the FAA. So it'll be included in the final package, whatever that looks like to them. But we have no control over the FAA, and I don't think it should be their responsibility to pay for that.
Makes sense.
We have a document of the days that they could have worked,
yes,
but didn't work. So those are the days that should be enforced.
Okay.
Who's the contractor going to do the overlay?
On the runway? Celine Brothers out of Holly is the general contractor. I believe they have subcontracted the actual paving out to Border States in Fargo.
Yeah, no driveway service.
Okay, any other stuff, comments, concerns on that one?
I'm hoping for a recommendation from the committee on this one.
As far as?
Approval of the CIP.
Okay. Well, then we'll do that.
Thank you.
So we've gone over everything. We've had their concerns, comments, and questions. Christy is looking for an approval of the CIP as it stands right now. Any motions to that?
I'm happy to move approval.
A second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All righty. So the next one up is a fly-in recap. It says that Wayne Lougheed will provide an update. I don't know if Wayne Lougheed knows much other than he's been around there a lot, but I just wanted to thank bunch of people. Some are here, some are not. Bill, you did a bunch for all the help. It was that it turned out well that way, I thought, as far as the breakfast and stuff. Whoever was helping us with the weather kind of tripped over something. That's the way it goes, I guess. So the turnout, I thought, I don't know how the turnout compared. Anybody, Walt, do you know how, as far as past years, as far as the breakfast part?
We sold a lot of pancakes.
Yeah.
I think
over 300, I think. Or was it closer to 400? I'm trying to remember now. He counted plates.
I don't have the number, but it was
I would say probably closer to 4.
Yeah.
The turnout was amazing considering that nobody got to do any flying.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you know, in the hangar and that's always amazing, and that was got done right, and next year I'm hoping for better weather. One thing I did do in the parade, we handed out little cards, tickets, whatever you want to call them, with the information for it along the passersby, because we didn't have a float. How many did you print out again?
I'm not sure. What did you say? Maybe 200? It was probably 500 printouts then, because I think I doubled it once I looked at the stack.
Yeah. And I had myself and another family member handed those out before we got about 3/4 of the way down. So next year would be easier if we had a float. Yeah. and I'll put that out now because it's a little bit of a project. It would be nice if anybody knows of a small plane replica. I'm not one of those little tiny ones you see on Facebook, but if anybody knows of something like that, that would be useful to put on there, because I thought that we should put a plane on the trailer and go,
yeah,
and put a big sign on there that says come fly with us.
Yeah.
So people that are older remember those songs, so come fly with me. So once again, I thank everybody. It was nice event, and I think it can be people, when we were handing out, a lot of times we had to run to catch up to the parade because they were asking questions. And so next year I'm hoping to get more information out there, and there is an interest. Planes are kind of interesting things. They have to pay for them or something.
So I'm taking that to mean that you're going to chair the 2020 fly-in.
Yeah, I don't mind. I should be still.
Can I get a motion? Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of fun. I felt bad because I knew absolutely nothing, but a lot of people helped me with that problem, so. Worked out good, I think.
Who was flipping pancakes?
What's that?
Who was flipping pancakes?
Craig just came in and flipped pancakes that day, so Dave Craig.
Yeah, he's a master.
Move him along.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. got that.
Well, originally he thought he was not going to be here, so then that got scary, but.
Keeps the line moving.
Mm-hmm.
We have the date. Can we get on his calendar?
Yeah, we should. Maybe the weather will be better this year. I think when I talked to him, he was wondering how the hell he's going to get this weed off. What's this? It was announced today, $343 an acre, I think, for beets that are still up.
Mm-hmm.
I know my brother-in-law's working for a guy, and he's gonna, his bill will be $641,000. So hopefully it'll be better next year all around. So that's about all I got. Anybody got any questions or anything? It wasn't much of an update. Or, okay. Uh, 2020 calendar. And that's in there on page 6.
And if any of these dates don't work for a number of the committee members, we can always change them. But I always think it's helpful to get them out there so you can throw them on your calendars. Again, these would be our regular scheduled meetings, but if there is anything that comes up, like a potential land lease, might have some timing issues with our DBE plan if we need to get that updated, might be reaching out for a special meeting, but at least these we can solidify.
We got the fly-in date there, I see already, so.
Yes.
Any corrections or additions to that calendar? You want that approved, or? Doesn't matter. Good. Well, there it is, guys. And Moorhead Aviation reports and fuel report.
Fuel sales are down this year due to construction. We'll see them next year. That's all I have to say about that.
I don't have a chance to compare here.
Was there any talk about using any of the monies to compensate for those shorts or not?
We really can't do that because every infrastructure project impacts either people or businesses. Sure. I mean, if you think citywide,
sure.
When you tear up a street, it always impacts someone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to sell another 2,000 gallons of jet fuel in November and December, right?
That's the
attitude. All depends on the weather. If it gets nice out, and there was one weekend where we sold 1,500 gallons, I think.
Really?
One weekend.
Oh. In a weekend, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Cool. Hopefully next year we'll be there. I can always come out and help you. This year has been the proverbial poop storm for me. So. All right, any other things from Moorhead Aviation?
I got nothing.
Comments?
Yeah, we got them over there. We got 3 employees on the floor right now working on everyone. We've got a 4th one coming. One guy coming from L.A. He was been working on, or he grew up in the area. He's been in L.A. for 20-some years. He's getting out of the Gulfstream business, running an avionics shop there, and he's going to come work for us. For whatever reason, I haven't figured it out yet. But he's already bought a house 6 miles west of Hillsboro, and he's going to make the commute every day.
Hillsboro.
That's a long
walk. Holy crap.
Be fun in the winter.
In the middle of the winter. He knows exactly what he's getting himself into. He don't care.
He does know there are a lot of the accidents between...
Yeah.
Between Gardner and Hillsboro right there on the interstate.
But I guess there's fewer accidents on that than there is in L.A. on his commute every day, so. But so, yeah, that should be kind of interesting to see how that works out. We've already talked about getting the kind of smaller jets in for cabin management system upgrades, so could be pretty exciting.
tentatively, if it works out the way that we hope it will, we could possibly within the next 5 years be putting up another building or two.
I wish you every luck on that for more ways than one. There's a lot of citation jets around, and that certainly have no trouble getting in out here.
That's exactly the market we're going to go for, the older citations and Learjets.
Yep. Learjet guys would be a little scared coming in here. But they don't have any sense anyhow.
Take a tablespoon of concrete and harden up.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right, any other questions, concerns, comments, or anything? I guess I'll take a motion for adjournment then.
I'll move that.
Second?
I'll second.
Favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Start the meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
And Sarah and Jerry, if you guys...